Bang. What is going on, everybody? Good morning. It is Wednesday, April the 14th. Breakfast with the Boys is here, brought to you by TarpsOffSports.com. Jack Gotzel, Jay Guacamole. Guys, you know, we always try to get the not-so-fun stuff out of the way first. We're going to continue that trend. Rapper DMX, a.k.a. Earl Simmons, eventually lost his battle and succumbed to the heart attack, which was induced by a drug overdose at 50 years old. The legendary rapper obviously struggled with drugs since he was a kid. I think he said at one point he was like forced by older guys to like smoke crack when he was 14. Like he had troubles with it all the time. But you know, the one thing I noticed that was like apparent after he died was just the influence he has on a lot of the rappers now and just what a genuine guy he was. I found this tweet here. I wanted to fire this up because I thought, like, you know, DMX was many things, but you could tell he was a good ass guy. I'm going to throw this up in front of our faces here. DMX once showed up at my hometown Waffle House and mopped the floors for the workers at 4 a.m. He said, "The minute you get too big to mop a floor or wipe a counter, that's the exact minute you have life fucked up." Rip to a real one. DMX, 50 years old, one of the rap's greatest. We got a top five DMX songs blog at TarpsOffSports.com. Guys, I want to tell you right now, hit that subscribe button and click the little bell and never miss an episode. But boys, welcome back. How's everybody doing this week? Jay, how's everything going with you, big guy? I like the Kraken hat.
I feel great. I appreciate the hat. Really, everything's going good. Like you said, it's terrible about that news. But the good news for me, at least, was Dogecoin popped off. So I'm going to bring it to a brighter note on my side. Probably about
11 cents now, Jay.
Yeah, 11 cents. Probably about a year ago, I invested just a random $100 into Dogecoin just because I saw Elon Musk tweet about it. So I was like, all right, this is a joke. Like, I'm all in. Worst comes to worst, something actually happened, and something actually happened. So shout out Doge Army. We're going right to the fucking moon, baby. Doge and yeah. Hoge. Shout out to both of you guys.
You know what's awesome too is the dog for the Dogecoin.
Oh, yeah.
That dog's fucking awesome. Funny story is Jake Shields, who's bringing his podcast to the TarpsOffSports.com network on May 5th, has one of those dogs from the Dogecoin.
Really?
So he bought a bunch of Dogecoin just because of the dog. And then he was saying, like, it's funny because I made some fucking money off of a coin I only bought because I saw my dog's face on it.
That's awesome.
The joke coin, the people's coin, baby.
It is. It's the new Bitcoin. It's the people's coin. You love to see it, guys. Speaking of love to see it, we are during a fight week right now, guys.
Oh, we're not going to ask how I'm doing?
No, no one cares.
Oh, okay, guys. Actually, before we even get into Ben Askren and Jake Paul, you know, there's a lot of people putting their lives on the line and a lot of heroes.
No, you're not.
Jack Gotzel, ladies and gentlemen, this guy right here. An absolute hero. Everybody congratulate him. He got his first COVID-19 vaccine. Congratulations.
I absolutely hate when people say congratulations for people getting a vaccine. You're just doing like what you're supposed to do. But you know what? I think if you had COVID, you already have the antibodies. You're not giving it to anybody else. I think it's pretty fucked up that they make you get the vaccine and you literally feel like death for 2 days.
Yesterday you get the vaccine, you get the Johnson & Johnson, it gets halted today, you get
You got Johnson & Johnson?
Yes, I got Johnson & Johnson the day before it got canceled.
Nice.
Yeah, and I was talking to Jay last night, and I was literally like, I sounded like I was on my deathbed, I would assume.
Bro, it was literally like we started playing Xbox, and then an hour goes by, and Jack's like, you know, guys, I'm really not feeling that great. Another hour goes by, and Jack's like, guys, I can barely, like, keep my eyes open. Like, I'm really not feeling good. Third hour goes by, and Jack goes, no, I got to get off. I'm feeling like shit right now.
Bro, he was dead. We did, like, some NHL recap stuff, and, like, Jack's usually pretty excited and that. Like, he just was sitting there, like you could see like the stuff twisting in his head. You could tell your buddy Venti had gotten to him about a 72 hour wait limit if you're gonna die or not.
He thinks that's how DMX died.
Oh god.
Yep.
Yeah. He thinks that's how DMX died was the COVID-19 vaccine.
Yeah, he thinks
and
that
not
he
all the talk. Drugs and oh well, no.
Venti thinks that DMX has been clean for years.
No, he hasn't. He was just in jail. Like,
did you like my text?
Fucking mess.
Did you like my text later? I texted Venti and Jack that the Pentagon's developing a microchip that detects COVID under your skin.
And they are actually.
Yeah, and even though it's right now it's not in the vaccines, he thinks it's going to be part of the vaccines. He thinks it's going to be part of getting the vaccine.
Yeah, man. I mean, hey, there's talking about a vaccine passport. I don't know, man. All I know is that it's such a Jack Gotzel thing to go and get a vaccine, think he's doing something good, and then have it be pulled for health reasons the next day. Like, the second you saw that, Jack, what went into your mind?
Like, no wonder I feel like I'm dying.
It's like, all funny.
Maybe games, this is actually it. Uh-oh. I don't know.
Nice.
Makerson froze for a second there.
Yeah. I lost you guys there. I went into purgatory there for a minute. Everybody's screens went black. So I didn't hear your answer, Jack, but I imagined you were a little nervous.
Well, yeah, I said that maybe I'm actually going to die here. Maybe I'm going to end up like Hank Aaron in DMX, apparently, according to Venti.
That guy's awesome, man. Won't come on the podcast. Thinks that the government's going to track him down. Some guy who's never been on a show or anything one time. Nobody has any idea who he is. He's going to get tracked down. Love to see it, guys. Now, we're in fight week. Saturday night. The fight game reputation, dare I say mixed martial arts reputation, on the line a little bit here. Jake Paul taking on Ben Askren. Leading into the fight, though, a little drama with Jake Paul. Sounds like a girl's trying to accuse him of some sexual assault stuff. Now, listen, I am always the kind of person who thinks every single one of these stories has to be listened to. That said, I think it was Bill Burr who said there's like a pandemic of gold digging whores out there too that everybody just ignores. So like these, there's bad situations, there's real situations, and then there's people being assholes. So far off the hop, it kind of sounds like this. There's not much validity to this. Is that what I'm getting, Jack?
Well, what I've seen is that apparently one of the dates she mentioned, Jake Paul wasn't in the same state. Another day she mentioned there's photos and videos of Jake Paul with his girlfriend. I think her name is Tanya. I'm not really super into the YouTubers and all that. And she would have been at Jake's house the day that she says that Jake kissed her in front of everyone. That means he would have kissed her in front of his girlfriend, who gets mad when Jake likes other people's photos on Instagram. So I can't imagine that would have gone over too well if he kissed a girl in front of her. I don't know. There's just some things that don't seem to add up.
Yeah. Hey, listen, these things can happen, man. I'm just saying is like, I never know what to believe anymore. You see what's going on with Deshaun Watson down there, but you saw what happened with Patrick Kane in the NHL where the girl tried to like plant a fake kit. And it's just like, you know, you never want to disrespect the victims, but you know, when you're on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok and all these other social media platforms, it's like, the court of public opinion, you're always fucking guilty before you're innocent too. And like, that's why it bothers me. It's like, do we all forget that?
Oh, and one more thing. She made an OnlyFans right after it.
Oh, see, she was just trying to blow her name up. Now everyone's going to be like, let's look at the girl Jake Paul was with. Listen, that all, I don't know. Listen, I mean, hey, I could be wrong and I could look like the biggest asshole ever and I would have to apologize or whatever. I wouldn't, but like I would probably be expected to and for what I said, but it's like, I don't know. Something doesn't smell right here. I think if it was super serious, the fight would be in question. There'd be a lot more panic around it. And I checked into it. I didn't see the panic.
Yeah. In my opinion here, like you mentioned, that you never really know what to believe and what not to believe anymore. There's literally a story based off that, The Boy Who Cried Wolf. And that's what I feel bad about, because there really are a lot of gold digging people just out for money. And another example.
And then real victims don't get justice. It's like, exactly. I shouldn't have said it the way that I said it there with the Bill Burr joke. I was just trying to talk about a serious issue with a joke, but it is true, man. There are a ton of these gold digging fucking assholes out there that'll go and try to ruin people. And then there's girls that actually were victimized and shit. And it's like, because of all those situations, guys, regular guys like us who have never assaulted anybody, are like super skeptical on even what to believe, because like as a guy, it's scary, man. Like the second you get accused of something, and like I said, in today's climate, it's like you're guilty before you're even fucking innocent.
Yeah, social media, you have to prove your innocence, not like the other way around. They don't have to prove you're guilty.
No, exactly. Like a guy comes to me with a photoshopped message about Jack, and he doesn't want to show me the full conversation. Perfect. It's just like,
meanwhile, I'm sending all my shit out though.
Yeah. You sent me your entire inbox, everything to show me you didn't talk to the guy, and he refuses to send it. And it's like, man, we've seen that firsthand. That wasn't the first time someone had tried to do that to us. Someone tried to pull like a little Jesse Smollett incident on us. And it's like, those are the things, man. And it's like these real hate happens and real crimes happen. But when attention seekers looking for likes on the goddamn internet start coming and doing stuff like that, you never know who you're going to hurt. I hope this is just a case of maybe like her and Jake Paul hooked up and she's maybe feeling like he ghosted her or something like that. And she's just upset about it. I hope it isn't a serious issue, but
yeah,
we'll whatever see. Happens will happen. Usually justice makes its way to the top. You see, even people get away for stuff for a long time. Look at Bill Cosby, right? Everybody would have guessed he would have went to his grave a fucking hero, and he's going to go to his grave a fucking villain. So if it can happen to Bill Cosby, shit'll make its way to the surface if it has to.
And even though I'm very skeptical whether Jake Paul did that or not, I still think he's an absolute douchebag, and I want to see Ben Askren knock him out this Saturday.
I was going to ask if you thought that A, that allegation would affect him in the match, and B, I know we've had our takes the last couple of weeks, but have your takes changed? Do you still think, I think you took Askren. I think we all took Askren to win.
Yeah, listen, I took Askren. I still have Askren.
I still do too. But again, we have a professional fighter at our website, right? So of course I've asked him what his thoughts are, and he's talked to some people, and everyone he's talked to says Paul can box. What does that mean? He can box, but is Ben Askren going to let this be a boxing match? No, Jake Askren's going to try to make this a fight. He's going to hang on. He's going to clinch. He's going to strike out of the clinch. I really think he's going to try to let Jake try to punch himself out. I still stand with after the first, second, maybe even third round, it might look like Jake Paul's really taking it to him. But I think Askren at rounds 4 through 7 is going to take over. I've called a seventh round stoppage TKO. I'm sticking with it. Ben Askren in the seventh round.
Yeah, I think I got Askren too, and the way I see it is the Floyd Mayweather fight versus McGregor, when it was kind of McGregor heavy in the beginning, and Mayweather just tired him out in the end and won.
And everybody knew, like I at least knew, like I don't know about you guys, but I was pretty confident Conor McGregor had no chance in that fight versus Floyd Mayweather. So when it looked like he was hanging in, it was like, you know, kind of like a lion playing with his food, letting the hyena nip at him. And then he nipped one too many times and the lion came and ripped his fucking head off. That's kind of how I think this fight could go.
I see this going differently than you two. I mean, if you look at Ben Askren's fighting style, the way he kind of moves like almost like a rock'em sock'em robot, and he closes the distance on you really fast. And it's all about that gap control. He's not going to give Jake Paul any space. And I don't think Jake Paul is going to get any momentum to get anything going. I see Ben Askren taking this from start to finish. I know you guys have Paul in the early rounds, but I don't see Paul getting the space to do anything in this fight. I do think that Ben Askren is going to turn this into more of a fight than a boxing match. And he's going to be getting clinch, and the ref's going to be warning him early, but he ain't going to stop. He's just going to keep pounding in there. He's going to keep moving in there. He's going to be in Jake Paul's face all night.
I hope so, man. I hope that's what happens. I think Jake Paul's been pretty disrespectful to a lot of people, and I get it. He's trying to sell a fight or whatever, but I don't know, man. There comes a point where you're just super unlikable too, right?
So yeah, he's like super unlikable. Although Ben Askren, I hate that he has that Jake Paul punching bag. That's so stupid. Although he completely went and redeemed himself when he made that Rocky promo video.
Oh, yeah. He had to go into Rocky-style training when he found out he was fighting Logan Paul's little brother. That was fucking – that's a promo and a half if you guys haven't checked that out. I think it's his pinned tweet what is he, Funky? Isn't that just his at? Just Funky. Funky Ben Askren. He's a strange dude, man. And it's funny, too. I saw him on – he did Logan Paul's Impulsive podcast, and it was great. It was fucking great. you know, he doesn't care. Like, it's a payday for him. It's a fun thing for him to train for and fight. And Logan was like, dude, if you get finished, it's over for you. And he was like, no, it's not, man. He's like, I got the worst knockout in UFC history. And 2 days later, I was completely fine. I was back running my wrestling camps. Like, that's what I'll do here. Like, he's like, what's going to happen? Some 13-year-olds are going to make fun of me? Like, whatever. Like, yeah, he already suffered the most embarrassing loss.
Well, because he's actually a fighter, and Logan Paul and Jake Paul can't understand it because, like, they live in this world where they think they're real fighters, but they're not, so they don't get it.
Is Logan Paul still boxing Mayweather?
No, that fight is off. Mayweather is actually going to be boxing former UFC, I believe, bantamweight and flyweight champion Henry Cejudo.
Why is he fighting an MMA guy?
It's going to be probably the stupidest fight we've ever seen. Cause one, I think this is going to be Mayweather's like first fight in his life where he has the size advantage, and Henry Cejudo was not known for his striking. So
you know what I think happened? Listen, and I'm sitting here saying that Ben Askren's going to beat Jake Paul cause he's a fighter. Logan Paul is like 225 pounds and Floyd Mayweather is like 155. Like,
no.
At some point, one lucky shot when you're talking about guys that size. Like, listen, Jake and Logan have both been boxing for 3 years. If you're guys who have been athletes before, if you do any sport for 3 years, you're going to be not bad at it, which means you have that puncher's chance. I don't know. Mayweather's always been a pick and choose kind of fighter. That's what makes boxing bullshit. And that's why it's taking these influencers to actually build these big money fights. Like, this fight is going to end up in the top five grossing pay-per-views in boxing history. The last one with him and Nate Robinson and the Mike Tyson thing was number 8. I think this is going to do better numbers than that. I think the MMA community, I mean, dude, if you have, you know, you're unlikable when you've made Dana White like Ben Askren.
Yeah, that's a fact.
If you're an MMA guy,
I thought that would never happen. I thought Dana White couldn't find anyone he hated more than Ben Askren, and then
putting a mill on
Jake Paul.
Well, joking. Yeah. I don't know if he actually is, but still.
And Dana cannot stand Ben Askren.
Yeah, apparently he says he's a big Ben guy now. He's going for it. Yeah. I don't know, man. I feel the pressure too.
I honestly think Dana might give him another fight if he knocks out Jake Paul.
If he knocks out Jake Paul, what happens for Jake Paul? Where does Jake Paul go? If he can't beat Ben Askren, he's not going to beat a real boxer, even an amateur. Like, I'll put Lucas in there against Jake Paul.
That's wicked unfair.
Yeah, he would knock him into next
An amateur boxer. Like,
he's not even an amateur boxer. He's a professional boxer.
Yes, he's a professional.
He's 10 fights in. He would knock Paul's head to the moon.
But what I'm saying is I think a amateur boxer beats both Ben Askren and Jake Paul.
Probably. Ben Askren, listen, like, Ben Askren's admitted it. If he's like a really, really, really fucking good boxer, he's gonna beat me. But he's like, he can't be. He hasn't beat anybody. He hasn't been doing it long enough. He just thinks the statistical probability of Paul being a good boxer isn't there. Now, everybody says that's around him that he is a good boxer, but I worry because these influencers, and Jay, your brother's friends with one of them, you know what it's like. There's money, there's yes men around, there's people who are just hyping them up, and they're doing a job selling the fight too. I'm not even hating on people that do that kind of shit, but you know how it works. They're trying to hype it up for content. You get the game too, right? So it's like when people, these guys who train with Jake Paul, come out and say, no, he's a great boxer, he's gonna put hands on Ben, he's gonna lay the hands to Ben, are they actually saying that, or are they getting paid to say it?
I mean, I have no idea. From my personal experience, I would assume a little bit of both. Obviously, if their friend wins, they win kind of in the end. But I always kind of wonder on the flip side what it's like to be a amateur boxer or amateur this, that, the other thing, and kind of watch these two, not nobodies, but nobody in the sport, get the spotlight and get all the money.
Well, I think they would have some respect for Ben Askren because he did fight.
He is a fighter.
Over 20 fights. Like, he's actually fought. Like, I would say they probably think he's earned it to a degree, but man, for some of them, it's got to be tough watching Jake Paul go and get this bag when you've trained your whole life for this, when you've worked your whole life for that. And to see him just come in here and do it because he's got a big YouTube channel when you've been training since you were a little kid and you've been getting knocked out in the gym and you've been putting your life on the line, because you honestly do put your life on the line when you step in.
Every time you step in.
That's got to be tough.
It's super tough, man. And that's what I mean. I don't know if Jake Paul's ever been in an instance where you're in the ring and it's like, it's kill or be killed. Now, Nate Robinson, professional athlete, that's fine. Dude, the way he was in that fight, like, I promise you, I'm not even a tough guy. I would fight him and not be scared of him.
He was scrappy, though.
He was embarrassing, dude. He had no control.
No, he had no control.
Dude, he was embarrassing. I would have just been patient and bopped him on the top of his head and thrown him on the ground. But like,
how long do you think he actually trained for that?
No, not long. No, I think he just thought he was going to go in. I think he thought he was just going to go in there and street fight him, and he was embarrassing technically. First kid he fought, the one who's on the TikTok versus YouTuber card, the Deji or whatever. Mm-hmm. He kind of took it to Paul in the first round of that fight. Paul ended up winning it in the second round, I believe, but that's it. That's the only tape we have on him, right? So I don't
know. And Jake Paul did not look impressive in either.
No, I mean, listen, he slept fucking Robinson with anybody with any sort of technical skill.
I rewatched the fight like last week and I was like, wow, he is not a good boxer. That was my instinct.
I liked him following through with his punches. I thought he did a good job there. I mean, then again, that's just kind of remembering.
Yeah, but he looked slow. He looks slow and looks like his technique is not completely there. And I'm sure he's worked on it a little bit. I'm sure he's improved a little bit. But you don't become a great boxer in like that short of time, kind of like what Ben Askren was saying. There's no way he can be a great boxer in the amount of time he's trained.
Yeah, he's like, he better be great. Like, he needs to be a great boxer. He's like, if he's a great boxer, he'll beat me. But he's like, he just can't see it being possible. I don't know.
And if he does win, and say he calls out Nate Diaz, he's in for a really bad hospital bill.
That would be a rough one for him, because Nate, although doesn't really showcase his boxing in MMA for some reason, is actually like a fucking class boxer. He just loves relying on his BJJ.
He doesn't use it in the UFC, but he's way better than anybody.
Because he's too busy trash talking people, bitch slapping them in the face, laughing at them. Yeah, he's too busy having a time. Nate Diaz would absolutely rearrange him. He's an absolute classic guy. Speaking of classics, you know, when I think of old TV shows growing up in the early 90s, and I'm sure you guys are old enough to appreciate The Simpsons, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Of course.
Well, voice actor on The Simpsons, Hank Azaria, plays Mo, plays a bunch of characters. He was the voice of Apu, the convenience store owner of the Quickie Mart. Thank you. Come again or whatever, right? That was the thing with Apu. He has come out and apologized now, because obviously there was that documentary that came out with all the Middle Eastern comedians in that. It was called The Problem with Apu. Them talking about how he's socially unacceptable and people used to use Apu to make fun of them because they were brown growing up or whatever, right? But like, Hank Azaria is a voice actor in the 90s who was paid to do a Middle Eastern accent of a convenience store owner. Like, he's a voice actor. The fact that they had him apologize, because I would like to think that he didn't do it himself.
It's a show about satire. Like, is cancel culture really going to come for everything? Like, is Eric Cartman going to come and apologize next?
Well, I'm surprised they haven't gone after South Park yet.
South Park went after themselves first. They got hashtag cancel South Park trending because they think cancel culture is a joke. And I agree with them. It's so fucking stupid. It makes me sick.
I just feel bad he has to apologize. It's a joke. I mean, it makes
Jack sicker than his COVID-19 Johnson & Johnson banned vaccine. I don't know, man. I mean, Hank Azaria might be a good guy or whatever, but that was kind of lame from him.
He might be the nicest guy in the world. He might fucking on weekends might save small orphans from fucking disasters. For all I know, I don't know what the guy does.
Yeah, I don't know what he does, but pretty lame apology from him. But guys, short agenda this week, DMX forever, fucking Breakfast with the Boys forever. Make sure you guys hit the subscribe button here. You can catch all other content from the TarpsOffSports.com guys right here on the Tarps Off Sports YouTube or over at TarpsOffSports.com. Today's episode was also brought to you by manscaped.com/ca.manscaped.com. If you're in Canada, use promo code TARPSOFF to receive 20% off and free shipping. You want the number one tool to take care of those family jewels. Ball deode. Boys, what can you say about ball deode? Jay, ball deode, big ball deodorant guy.
You know how I feel about ball deo. It's amazing. It smells great. It works for hours, and you can always re-up if you need to.
Yeah, it's a beautiful.
The ladies love it.
The ladies love it.
It's a beautiful product, man. Make sure you have the Lawnmower 3.0 in your life. It's got a light on it for those hard to reach places you can't see down there. Bam. It's like a fucking, I feel like I'm a goddamn coal miner going deep down into the down under fucking.
Deep in the trenches. deep in the gooch trenches.
Down in the old gooch forest there, you know, you got a nice light and it'll knock every hair right out of there for you. Manscaped.com or ca.manscaped.com. Promo code TARPSOFF for 20% off and free shipping. We'll see you guys next Wednesday. And actually, we're going to actually see you guys, I believe, next Tuesday, because we're doing a special live version of Breakfast with the Boys in the afternoon on 420. We're doing a 420 episode. We're going to be talking aliens. Breakfast with the Boys.